because movies still take a great deal of time to conceive and produce, Hollywood can't respond to current events as quickly as the television industry often can. But in 2017, we began to see some evidence of Hollywood's willingness to change. Jordan Peele's Get Out, a horror movie that tangles with spiky questions about what it means to be black in a country where white people still hold most of the cards, was a huge box office success and also earned Oscar accolades, including nominations for Best Picture, Director, Original Screenplay, and Actor for Daniel Kaluuya's agile, alert performance. Disney Pixar's Coco, nominated for Best Animated Feature as well as for its music, enchanted audiences not just because it's set in Mexico and features Latino characters, but also because of its openness and sensitivity about death. Dee Rees' superb multifamily historical drama, Mudbound, earned four nominations, including one for Rees and Virgil Williams' adapted screenplay. The picture is so good, it should have gotten more, but at least the Academy has recognized Mary J. Blige's sterling, understated supporting performance as well as the song she performs for the movie, which she co-wrote with Rafael Sadiq and Torret Stinson. Those nominations aren't the end of change, but they are a beginning. It's as if an egg has cracked open and there is no putting its contents back inside. We know that we need to see and hear from more women of color, and that shift will further expand the conversation about race and gender in this country. Accordingly, this year will bring us Ava DuVernay's eagerly awaited A Wrinkle in Time, a fantasy universe imagined for the big screen by a black woman. And, in terms of the Oscar race, specifically, it's a year of milestones for women. With Lady Bird, Greta Gerwig becomes the first woman to be nominated in the Best Director category for her solo debut. The film received four other nominations, including one for Gerwig's screenplay. She is one of only five women to be nominated for Best Director since the first awards were presented in 1929. Catherine Bigelow was the first woman to win that category in 2010 for The Hurt Locker. And in a field that's perhaps even less hospitable to women than directing, Rachel Morrison has become the first female director of photography to be nominated for Best Cinematography Award for her extraordinary work in Mudbound.